This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Douglas County students left their classrooms by the hundreds yesterday to protest recent school board actions. The walkout follows a tumultuous week that ended with the board firing Superintendent Corey Wise. Acela Strauss, a junior at Highlands Ranch High School, was critical of how the board ousted Wise.
Everything was very unethical, the way that it was treated. He wasn't given any fairness when it came to it. The majority board, we could see, clearly did not care about the students' voices, about the community's voices.
There is a pending lawsuit against the board majority. It alleges they violated Colorado's open meetings law as they made plans to fire Wise. Four former employees of the state court administrator's office were reported to law enforcement Monday after an investigation found evidence of fraud and other concerns. The state auditor's office says two of them, Mindy Macias and Eric Brown, did not take paid time off for hundreds of hours spent working on other projects unrelated to their day jobs. The audit also found possible occupational fraud or misuse of public money when the office reached a settlement with another worker. Vail is considering tougher local wildfire rules. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports the regulations have been in the works for months. They are more urgent now after the Marshall Fire.
Vail is a mountain town that doesn't really resemble the grassy areas destroyed in the December fire, but both communities have densely packed neighborhoods, and fire experts say flames moving from house to house is one reason the Marshall Fire was the most destructive in state history. Fire Chief Mark Novak wants all homes and businesses in Vail to be surrounded by a 5-foot non-combustible zone.
This is the single most important thing we can do to change the trajectory we're on and make sure that when we have our bad wildfire, we're prepared for it and that we don't have major loss like we've seen in other communities.
Colorado lawmakers are also considering statewide wildfire building rules. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org.